MGV Entertainment Studios. A disclaimer appears. Morning. At Cartman's house, a black woman wears clothes like Cartman's.
Are you still here? You need to get going.
I can't get going. I told you I don't feel well.
What's the matter now?
Oh, nothing. I just had explosive fucking diarrhea all night because you decided to get us KFC for dinner.
You have KFC all the time.
Yeah, and I have diarrhea all the time.
You're not staying home all day and playing Baldur's Gate 3. Now let's go.
Ugh.
Have a good day at school, sweetie.
Fuck you, Mom.
She joins other diverse women dressed like Cartman's friends.
This is bullshit. How do you get your mom arrested for child abuse?
She wouldn't let you stay home and play Baldur's Gate 3, huh, fat ass?
Who you calling fat, you heathen bitch?
Dude, you don't want to miss school today. Clyde said he's gonna fart on Tammy Mullins during P.E.
Tammy Mullins has sweet fucking knockers.
Dude, Kenny, enough about Tammy's knockers. You sound like a white male trying to reestablish the patriarchy.
Cartman wakes up.
Eric, it's okay. It's okay.
Matt, I had a dream that I was replaced by a diverse woman.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, only this time, it wasn't just me. They were taking all my favorite people and replacing them with diverse women complaining about the patriarchy. Will you check under the bed and make sure there's no Disney executives under there?
I promise there's not.
I'm scared, Mom. Will you please just look and make sure Kathleen Kennedy isn't under my bed?
She checks.
Kathleen Kennedy is not under your bed.
Can you check the closet?
Eric, enough. I've told you there's no such thing as Disney executives who replace everyone you love with diverse women who complain about the patriarchy. Now be a big boy.
He cowers.
It's not real. It's not real.
A whimsical logo appears, followed by a title. South Park, joining the Panderverse. At Tegrity Farms, Randy bursts into Stan's bedroom.
Get up! Come on, Stan, get up. Let's go.
What, Dad?
Downstairs, let's go. I'm sick of this shit.
Stan and Shelly enter the kitchen.
Okay. It has come to my attention lately that young people today don't know how to do shit. You got your phones and your AI, and you kids haven't learned to be able to actually do anything. So we're going to take this morning to learn how to fix something. See this? See this? The oven door isn't working. It's falling off the hinges. So what do we do, Shelly?
I don't know.
It's very simple. You got to make the hinges tighter so the oven door is more secure. So what you do is you take out your phone and you call the handyman.
Hello?
Hello, it's Randy Marsh. My oven door is not working. Please come fix it. Now we rest until the handyman comes.
Later, a rundown truck sits outside. A handyman works on the oven door.
Are you following this at all, guys? Is this seeping in?
Nope. No, it looks like the screws are totally stripped.
What does that mean? What's wrong?
Can't get her fixed right now. I gotta get some different washers at the Home Depot.
Okay, do that.
Can't do it right now. I gotta get over to Stephen Stouch's house and install his closet shelves.
Okay, see, kids, this happens sometimes, but handymen don't make a lot of money, so here's what you do. Oh, okay, I will pay you an extra $30 if you fix my oven now.
Yeah, sorry, but Stouch already gave me an extra $50.
I will pay you an extra $55.
Randy, did you fix the oven door yet?
I'm working on it! Look, please, whatever you want, I'll throw in a six-pack of beer and you can get drunk.
Well, I don't need your trivial little perks anymore, Marsh. I got work coming out my ears. It's like, I don't know, it's like nobody knows how to do shit anymore.
He heads out.
You're just gonna leave? I'll pay a different handyman.
Yeah, go for it, buddy. I got so much money, I don't care.
What the hell is going on?
In a therapist's office.
All right, just try to relax. Take a deep breath. Now, tell me exactly what it is you're afraid of.
I keep having the same dream. Everywhere I look, people are being replaced.
Okay, and who do you think is going to have you replaced?
Them. The puppet masters. The last time I had the dream, I was walking down the school hallway.
In the diverse school.
And then I see Butters, and he's like, "Hey, Eric, you want to see what my mom packed me for lunch?" And that's when I start to notice that something's wrong. Everyone I cared about has been systematically replaced. And finally, I want to scream, and I'm like, why are they replacing every single character with someone who is diverse? But then Kennedy's like, it's not our fault, it's because of Kathleen Kennedy. But then Kathleen Kennedy's just like, fuck it, make it more lame. And everyone in town is like, no, please, Kathleen Kennedy, stop ruining everything. But Kathleen Kennedy is all like, put another gay diverse woman in it, make it more fucking lame. And the Disney stock just keeps going down and down and down. And then Bob Iger is all like, no, what's going on with my stocks? No, Kathleen Kennedy.
In the office.
Oh, it happened again, didn't it?
Okay, Eric, I think I know what's going on here. Your fears aren't about Disney replacing everything you love. What everyone is afraid of these days is being replaced by AI.
AI?
But you don't need to worry, Eric. As long as you work hard and stay in school, you can make something of yourself. Become an elite worker like I did that AI can't replace.
You're a therapist and the best thing you have to tell me is stay in school?
You're in control of your future, Eric. You just need to ask yourself, who will be the people still making money in the AI-driven future?
A power outlet sparks.
What the fuck?
Later, the handyman works on it.
Could you hurry it up, please? I kind of need to get back to work.
Well, looks like you got a short in the outlet there. I'd have to get a new outlet at Home Depot. I can probably come change it on the 28th.
28th? No. Look, I'll give you $100 to get this done today.
I already got a feller giving me thousands to fix his toilet this afternoon.
Thousands? I can't afford that. Free therapy sessions. How about we trade? You do the handiwork for me, and I'll give you 5 free therapy sessions.
Oh, no thanks. I do all my therapy on the AI Freudbot app.
He leaves. The therapist looks nervous.
This is South Park Breaking News.
Shocking developments in the country today. It appears that nobody knows how to do shit anymore. Our own Chris Martins is live on the scene. Tom, I'm standing in my bathroom where the new tile for my shower has yet to be installed. As you can see, the tile has started to peel off in places. Now, the handyman was supposed to come days ago to fix it, but he claims to have better offers from other white-collar workers like me whose practical know-how has atrophied. It appears we've all screwed ourselves by relying on technology and AI.
At home, Randy sits on his phone.
Hey Siri, how do you fix a broken oven door?
Here's what I found from reference.com. Undo any screws that hold the hinges in position. Pull the door upward and then outwards to detach hinges from the oven. Insert the new hinge into the hinge holes and secure the hinges with screws.
Hey Siri, okay, can you do that for me?
Can I do what for you?
Can you fix my oven door for me? It's broken.
I cannot do that, because I do not have arms. You will need to call a handyman.
The handyman isn't available. He's all, like, rich now, and I fucking rely on him to keep everything working here.
I am unable to fix an oven door.
Oh, well, hey, Siri, I thought AI was supposed to be this amazing, scary advancement that could, like, do anything.
Hey, Randy, the oven door in the kitchen still isn't working.
I am working on it! Hey, Siri, all the handymen are rich, and I can't afford them anymore, so what do I do?
Perhaps you could find an unlicensed worker who does small day jobs for cash.
You mean like those broke-ass illegal immigrants down at Home Depot? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way. Hey, Siri, you mean like those broke-ass illegal immigrants down at Home Depot?
Yes, there are often people sitting out front of Home Depot waiting to be hired for work.
Yeah, those guys.
At school, Kyle and Stan approach Kenny at his locker.
Hey, Kenny, can we talk to you? Well, Clyde says that you told Tammy Mullins he was going to fart on her in PE, so she didn't show up. Well, Kenny, everyone was really looking forward to that. Why did you ruin it?
I told you guys I've been playing Mario for 3 fucking hours.
You guys! Something super crazy is happening, you guys.
You went on a diet?
This is serious, Cal! At first, they were just dreams. But now I feel like I'm actually changing. Why would I be having visions that I'm a diverse woman?
Because you're a fat, racist piece of shit?
God damn it, I'm not fat. I'm just shamed for my body in a world where white men decide what's beautiful. What the fuck was that? Why would I say that? I don't say that! You see? This is happening to all of us, you guys! You might think everything is okay, but Disney is gonna get you. Kathleen Kennedy's gonna get you. Disney and Kathleen Kennedy are gonna get you. I don't think that what I'm experiencing are dreams. I think that what I'm seeing are windows into alternate universes.
Yeah, okay, I'm out.
It's true, Kyle. There could be other universes with other versions
Everyone's
of
us. Everyone's sick of the stupid multiverse, Cartman.
It's not stupid. It's totally possible. And if you can't...
An orb swallows Cartman.
Cow?
I swear, the multiverse is just an excuse for lazy writing.
Whoa,
yeah, it's
Cow.
Like every damn movie now.
Cow, what is it?
You might want to listen to him, Kyle.
A portal opens, and Cartman floats into it. The kids mill about the hall. At the Home Depot, Randy drives through the parking lot. He finds a group of men holding signs.
Hey! Hey, I need a worker!
Is that a handyman?
Oh, there's one! I want to work on my house!
What the fuck?
Randy, you know how to do stuff, right? I gotta get the radiant heat installed in my house, and I'm offering free legal advice in exchange.
You need a reporter? I'll report the news to you if you fix my shower tile.
How about a computer programmer? I can do coding.
Insurance broker? Insurance broker?
What the hell are you guys doing here?
We're trying to get a handyman to do stuff for us.
You know how to install radiant heat or not?
No, I need some broke-ass immigrants to fix my oven door.
Oh, dang it.
Hey, here comes a different handyman.
A handyman pulls up in his truck.
Hey, anyone want to make a bunch of money? I need four workers who know how to use a power saw.
I'll do lawyer work if you install my radiant heat.
I've got skills in human resources. Let's work something out.
No, I need guys who know how to work a power saw. None of you know how to work a power saw. Jesus Christ.
What universe is this?
Text reads, Universe 216-B. At the diverse school, Kyle and Stan approach Kenny at her locker.
Yo, Kenny, we gotta ask you something.
Are you, like, in love with Tammy Mullins?
I'm not in love with her, I just like her knockers.
Okay, well, why would you protect someone from getting farted on unless there were some real feelings there?
Dude, I said I was sorry, okay?
You guys! Something really weird is going on. I keep having the same dream that I'm a fat little white boy.
You ain't white, but you definitely fat.
This is serious, Cal. It's more than a dream. It's becoming, like, real now. I keep seeing all of you being replaced by little white motherfuckers.
Well, maybe you should try not being so racist, Cartman.
You can't be racist towards white people, Stan. They all honky-ass bitches. You know what this is? I think this is some alternate universe shit.
Yeah, right. You just acting crazy because you want to get sent home from school.
No, I'm not, Cal.
Yeah, bitch, you just want to get sent home so you can play Baldur's Gate 3.
A portal swallows diverse Cartman. The other Cartman falls out.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. It's all real. Whatever you're doing, Cartman, we ain't buying it. Stay away from me. You aren't my friends. Do you understand?
Is that supposed to be Cartman? It ain't Cartman, but it's still fat. Just more like little round and fat.
Yeah, like Tammy Mullen's knockers.
Kenny, bruh, chill with the knockers, man. It doesn't
In the other universe.
Okay, so Clyde says he can probably try to fart on Tammy Mullins again during fourth period, but this time Kenny has to keep his mouth shut.
A phone! I want to phone!
He's gonna say something. He's totally in love with her.
Well, I'm not!
You guys! Holy shit, you guys! I fucking told you this was happening, didn't I? I told you I was having all these dreams that I was a fat little white boy, and you guys are all white boys too, and now look, y'all actually turned into them.
Do we know you?
I'm Cartman, and you're Cal, and you're Stan, and you're fucking Kenny. Only it's a parallel alternate universe, and y'all have been replaced.
Okay, cool, lady. We gotta get to class.
Oh, no. No. You guys are gonna listen to me this time. I need help.
Cartman's just messing with us.
Fuck you, Cal. This is serious, you fucking butt fucker.
Yeah, listen, lady, we really gotta get going.
Will you guys fucking listen to me? I'm Cartman.
You're not Cartman, and multiple universes are stupid.
Oh, God damn it.
At Home Depot.
Tom, I'm still here live at the scene. Dozens of white-collar workers are gathered hoping to get the attention of just one handyman. It's a scene of desperation and a reminder of where our country's economy is headed.
A handyman pulls up in his van.
Hey, excuse me. You're a handyman, right? Can I get you to come look at my oven door? I can trade you services. I have geology skills. Could you come fix my door and I'll give you some geology?
Hey, why don't you guys get out of here? You're making the Home Depot look all cheaty.
He drives off.
Fucking rich assholes.
Boy, I wish I knew how to fix stuff. I'd be rich, too.
I could know how to fix stuff. The problem is, when I could have been learning how to fix stuff, I went to fucking college instead.
Yeah, he's right. We all went to college. And where did it get us?
Yeah, I'm still paying off my college loans. Yeah, so am I. Now I don't know how to do anything because I got suckered into going to college and learning stupid geology that anyone can know because of goddamn AI.
Yeah, fuck college.
Let's go get our fucking money back.
The crowd clamors near a college campus. Randy holds a megaphone.
College! Piece of shit, college! Hey, college! You know what you are? You're a scam! College is a scam!
Yeah! Yeah, that's
right! Yeah, hey, college! Here's my student loan bill that I'm still paying off! Well, guess what? I'm not paying it!
He rips a bill.
We don't owe you money! No way!
Guess what, college? We don't owe you money! You owe us money!
Yeah! A faraway view shows the building.
You think you could just sit there and not even respond to us, college? Okay! You aren't gonna destroy any more lives! Alright, bring in the catapult.
Bring in the catapult!
Yeah!
Men drag a large cardboard box. Randy frowns.
What's that?
That's the catapult.
Well, but it's still in the box.
Yeah, somebody's got to put it together.
Well, how are we going to... Hang on, college. How are we going to break the college if the catapult is still in the box?
It's okay. We called the handyman. He's going to build it for us.
A limousine pulls up. The handyman gets out wearing a fur coat.
Hello, gentlemen. What seems to be the problem?
You said you couldn't work today. You're supposed to fix my oven door.
Well, I got a lot of jobs here, buddy. This one paid the most today.
We all pulled together and offered him $20,000.
$20,000? What the fuck are you guys doing? You're going to make him totally impossible now.
In PC principal's office.
All right, send Broflosky, Marsh, and McCormick into my office, please.
Aw, what the hell?
Sit down, boys. One of our students here says you've been treating them unfairly.
Treating who unfairly? We didn't do anything. We're just minding our own business, and she keeps saying she's Eric Cartman.
Okay, and what's wrong with that?
What's wrong is it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I see. There's a diverse female where Cartman used to be, and you don't like that.
It's not that we don't like it. Don't you think that's weird?
Well, I don't see a problem with it at all. And if you boys don't think Eric can be a black woman, then maybe the problem is you.
What? You think it's perfectly normal that Cartman is suddenly a black woman?
You probably don't like that Indiana Jones got replaced by a female either, huh? Probably have a problem with Black Spider-Man, too.
No, Miles Morales is sweet. That's a whole constructed thing with its own character and narrative, and this is just taking Cartman, same old Cartman, and putting a black woman in it.
Well, you know what I think about that, Cal? Hold on. That's what I think about that, Cal.
God damn it, Cartman! Dude, what the fuck is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. You boys feel that your white culture is being threatened, and so you're lashing out with racism. And if you say anything more about a black woman Cartman not making any sense, then you can all just have 3 weeks detention. Now get out of my office!
God damn it!
Fuck you, Cal. You have to help me. How's that fart feeling on your face right now?
Shut up!
In the other universe, Cartman sits in a classroom surrounded by diverse students.
And we both told Clyde, okay, you can try to fart on Tammy Mullins later. Kenny won't tell her. And guess what? This little motherfucker does it again.
I'm sorry. She hypnotized me.
Everyone's trying to enjoy themselves, dude. Why do you keep fucking it up?
Hey, who's the fat little white boy?
Who knows? White heterosexual males think they welcome anywhere.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. Today, we're going to talk more about female exclusion in the male patriarchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Butters, who is that sitting next to you?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. I think it's supposed to be Eric.
I am Eric!
All Cartman cares about is playing Baldur's Gate 3, so the bitch did a switcheroo with Spanky here.
That is not what's going on! And I'm not gonna sit here and be insulted anymore! I am a respected citizen in my universe, and I demand to speak to someone with authority!
Is there a problem here?
Diverse cops arrive.
No!
Near the college, the handyman builds the catapult.
8 years. 8 years I spent wasting time at stupid college when I could have been learning how to do stuff.
All the time we spend memorizing, studying. For what? Anyone gets any info they want with the touch of a button now.
All right, I think she's ready to go.
I was ready. Yeah. Right. Come on, Captain. Okay, aim it at the center of the school.
How do we fire it?
There's a big red button here. Should I press it? Yeah, let her rip.
They launch a rock through a window.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Take that, Colin!
Yeah!
Let's see them ignore that!
I can't wait to see what they do now!
Yeah!
Hey, wait. What's that?
A red-haired handyman arrives.
Hey, no, you son of a bitch!
He's just gonna fix the glass!
Ugh! You fucking give these billionaires your money, and then another billionaire just comes and profits off of that! Society's so fucked up!
At the Walt Disney Company, Bob Iger leans on the conference table. The executives look sad.
Something is wrong with the universe. Our stocks are down and every Disney movie this year has failed.
We don't understand it, sir. We keep making the same movie over and over and pandering to everyone, but suddenly it's not working.
Then we've got to pander harder!
Look, I don't want to have to say it, but I think the problem is Kathleen Kennedy.
The others perk up.
Kathleen Kennedy has made studios a lot of money.
Yes, before, but you have to admit something's changed. For weeks now, she's been completely different.
It's true.
What if this is a different Kathleen Kennedy?
What are you saying, Rick?
I'm just saying, isn't it possible that we here at Disney pandered so much that we've opened a doorway to the Panderverse?
The Panderverse is just a theory!
And yet we do have the Panderstone downstairs. It's possible that someone has tampered with it somehow.
Well, she's on her way in right now. If you want to tell Kathleen Kennedy you think she's from an alternate universe because we misused the Panderstone, go right ahead.
A woman resembling Cartman enters. She takes a seat and flips her long brown hair.
Is there a problem, people?
No problem at all, Mrs. Kennedy.
We were just discussing ideas of what to do with the new Prince Eric movie.
Put a chick in it! Make her gay!
Yes, Miss Kennedy. Some of the execs are just expressing that maybe...
Well, that maybe we should go a different route than we did with Indiana Jones.
Fuck Indiana Jones! Put a chick in it and make her lame and gay!
Sure, yeah. Well, let's try that. Again.
Bob Iger shares a worried look with an executive. In the school cafeteria, Butters sits with the boys.
And then there was like this ball, and then Eric floated up into this portal and disappeared. I don't care what you saw, Butters. There's got to be a better explanation than just this stupid multiverse.
Some multiverse stuff is cool.
Yeah, it can be cool for like one movie. Now it's just this cheap device that people use to breathe life into tired franchises.
What are you guys talking about?
Diverse Cartman joins them.
We were just talking about how amazing this all is.
Okay, I've been trying to think about what we should do, you guys. I think I know how to make everything right, but we're going to need a really powerful computer. Are you going to eat your brownie, Kenny?
Yeah. Okay, fine. So we'll take you to the computer lab.
No. For this, we got to get a really powerful system. Is Cal's mom still a big fat bitch in this universe?
What? My mom's not a bitch.
Well, I don't know.
She's a big dumb bitch, huh?
What does calling my mom a bitch have to do with anything?
Because we could fake a letter from Cal's mom giving Cal permission to use her credit card number to buy all the stuff we need at Best Buy.
I mean, PC Principal did say we have to help him. Her. Them. It.
That's the dumbest idea ever! I don't even know what my mom's credit card number is!
8715-327-492-21007. I use it all the time.
In the other universe, Cartman sits in a diverse police station. He looks exhausted. A detective sits at a desk.
All right, full name. What is your name, sir?
I told them already my name is Eric Cartman.
We know Eric Cartman, okay? Eric Cartman is in here all the time getting in trouble.
That's because I'm from a different universe. How many times do I have to tell you people? The Disney company tried to use their platform to bring about social change, and I got sacked.
Hey, Chief. Chief, you gotta hear this one.
What is it, Johnson?
Ah, oh, God.
This little white boy claims he's actually from a different universe.
Is that so? All right, honky, what kind of narcotics are you on? Did you do a cavity search?
Have you even said what you've arrested me for? I come from a place where this is extremely inappropriate.
Chief! Hey, Chief!
Yeah?
There's some crazy white lady downstairs freaking out and saying she needs to talk to you.
More honkies? What is this, a Taylor Swift concert? Tell the nice lady I'll see her after I'm done with Eric Cartman here.
Well, that's just it, Chief. She's saying she's looking for an Eric Cartman. Says her name is Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy? No! She's gonna try and chase me, too! I'm the only one left!
Hey, get back here!
She's gonna get me!
Cartman jumps out a window.
Tom, I'm standing outside the South Park Country Club, where protesters have gathered to point out the unfairness in our economy. The White House says they're doing all they can, but it's been several days now, and my bathroom tile still is not installed. Yeah, that's right! You see, the whole system is rigged! You've got people like us who just need our stuff fixed, and meanwhile there's these billionaires that have all the control! Did you know that if just one of these billionaires spread their wealth, it would mean thousands to every person... It would mean thousands to every... Sorry, hang on just a second. Yeah!
Hey, Rand, the oven door still isn't shutting right...
Yeah, I'm working on it, Sharon! I'm actually working on it right now!
Hey, one of them's coming out!
My baby monitor won't turn on!
Please, in my water pressure! Mr. Fix-It, can you please tell us why you haven't been responding to people's calls?
Well, I've just been busy with my various assets. You see, I've been trying to acquire some social media platforms. I just bought Instagram.
What? The country needs stuff fixed. Why the fuck are you out buying Instagram?
The red-haired handyman arrives.
Hey, did you just outbid me to acquire Instagram?
Yeah, I outbid you. I own Instagram now and you don't.
Oh, yeah? Well, I just acquired the entire Bloomberg Media Company.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can kick your ass. You want to fight me, MMA?
Yeah, I'll fight you, MMA. Let's do it.
What the hell are they doing now?
I'm just going to make a company, and I'm going to fly to space.
I bet I can get to space before you do.
God, fuck these guys.
In the Disney conference room, executives search a purse.
She has all the right things in her purse.
Her driver's license says Kathleen Kennedy. She has Kathleen Kennedy credit cards.
This is definitely all the same makeup Mrs. Kennedy uses.
I mean, according to this, she really is Kathleen Kennedy.
Or Kathleen Kennedy from another universe.
That's enough! Please! We're not going to waste our time chasing after wild scientific theories.
Well, we have to do something. Kathleen Kennedy is down on set right now, ruining the new Bambi movie.
Any diverse woman in it, make it sad!
But Mrs. Kennedy, Bambi's a baby deer.
Fuck baby deer, put a chicken in, make her gay!
You guys, you better come take a look at this. I don't think we are dealing with our Kathleen Kennedy. I took images of Mrs. Kennedy and put them against images of her from a few months ago. With AI, we could detect the smallest irregularities. Take a look!
A live-action clip plays next to a cartoon clip.
Different. Different. Different.
All right. What do we know about the Pandaverse?
I'm afraid we know frighteningly little.
The only thing we know for sure is that if a portal were somehow opened with the Panderstone, then both universes eventually will collide, leading to a level of pandering we can't even fathom.
That we know for sure, yes.
Then we have to get everyone back to the right universe before it's complete pandemonium.
In Kyle's bedroom, rapid glimpses show Diverse Cartman and the boys setting up an advanced computer. Diverse Cartman sits at the controls.
Okay, Kenny, switch on the power supply. Stan, make sure we got Ethernet.
All good.
All right, let's just hope this works. Oh, man, what the hell? Dude, Cal, what is up with your internet speed? Go tell your parents to upgrade your internet speed.
No!
Cal, I know you're afraid of your mom because she's a fat bitch, but we have to do this.
Stop calling my mom a bitch!
Kyle! I just got an alert that someone used my credit card at Best Buy!
Oh, hello, Miss Brovlosky. My goodness, you're looking nice today.
What?
You know, credit card fraud is very serious, Ms. Brovlosky. You should call your internet company right away and up your speed and make sure you're protected.
Really? Kyle, who is this?
Oh, haven't you heard, Mom? We're in a multiverse, and this is supposed to be Eric Cartman.
Oh, okay, I'm fine with that. I better go call the internet company.
What do you mean you're fine with that?
I think all this stuff is great, Kyle.
And what all stuff is that exactly?
It worked. She's gonna call the internet company. Your mom is such a dumb bitch, Cal.
Shut up, Cartman!
Lulu. In her bedroom, Diverse Butters cuts paper. Lulu, Cartman climbs through the window.
Lulu, let's make some applesauce.
Butters.
What?
Butters! Butters, listen to me. It's me, Eric.
You're not Eric.
Yes, I'm Eric Cartman, Butters. Kathleen Kennedy is trying to get me. She won't stop until her master plan is complete.
I'm not supposed to have anyone in my room. I'm grounded.
Butters, Disney is going to get me. They already got you.
They did?
We're in this together, Butters. You have to keep me safe until I can figure out how we're gonna... She's here. Butters, don't let her get me.
Butters?
Butters, why didn't you answer this door?
Oh, hey, Dad.
What are you doing up here? And why do you look so scared?
Oh, I'm not scared. I'm just having fun.
Well, no having fun. You are grounded. Start being more miserable.
Dad?
Yes, Butters?
Could you check under my bed and make sure Kathleen Kennedy isn't there?
Butters, what have I told you about being more mature? I can assure you Kathleen Kennedy is not under your bed.
A brunette woman smothers Butters' dad, knocking her unconscious.
Ah! Back like a Kathleen Kennedy, right back in there!
Ah! You, come here!
No, 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 no!
Cartman jumps out the window. At Tegrity Farms, Shelley sits on her bed looking at her phone. Sadly hanging his head, Randy enters and sits on her bed.
Well, Shelley, we need to talk about your future. You see, there's very few people at the top these days. AI can do everything better than we can, except for stuff that requires arms. I don't want you to end up a deadbeat loser who goes to college, Shelley. You need to stay out of school and instead go out and be taught real skills that will still be profitable in this post-AI universe. So what you do is you take out your phone and you call the handyman and see if those rich people will have any internships or training programs available for you.
A rocket flies through space. The handyman stands on the bridge, surrounded by pilots.
Handyman service, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, it's Randy Marsh. I was wondering if you might have any internships available for my daughter.
Hey, what tarnation? I told you I'd beat you, you some bitch! You ain't beat me, turn up them thrusters! My Galactic Cruiser's bigger than yours!
Hello?
Hello?
Never mind. The rich people are all just fucking around in space.
At Disney HQ, the ground rumbles.
What the hell was that?
I'm getting significantly strong readings from the Panda Stone. Mr. Iger, we may have a solution. If this Kathleen Kennedy here is from somewhere else, then there has to be a match for her somewhere in our universe. So what we can do is use an AI program that can take every image ever put on the internet to try and find a match to our image.
Different.
A computer compares Kathleen Cartman to photos. Different.
Same.
Eric Cartman, South Park Elementary. Evans, Mallory, come with me. The rest of you, don't let Kathleen Kennedy find out what we're up to.
It's okay. We're keeping Miss Kennedy distracted. We've sent her away to have lunch at Spago.
Kathleen Cartman sits at a restaurant.
There you are, Miss Kennedy, the linguine and clam sauce.
Excuse me. I believe I asked you to put a chick in this and make her gay.
Yes. The chef was a little confused what you meant by that.
It means put a chick in the linguine and make her fucking gay! And I want it lame!
In Universe 216-B, Cartman runs down the street.
She gonna get me! She gonna get me!
Kathleen Kennedy chases him down the sidewalk. They run past diverse citizens.
No!
Cartman runs to Jimbo's guns.
Hey, who's that, Ned?
I'm not sure.
The cops arrive.
There he is. Get him!
Kathleen Kennedy looks around, then runs off. Cartman stares at a poster.
Oh, my God. Please, no!
It depicts Colonel Sanders as a black woman.
Which way did they go?
In an alley.
We have to work together.
Fucking Kathleen Kennedy! Stay away, you fucking bitch!
I'm in the same situation you are, Eric!
She steps closer.
I know you're in the wrong universe. So am I.
In the normal universe, the white-collar workers sit at Skeeter's wine bar. Holding a beer, Randy looks sad.
Well, there's no other way to put it. They have us over a barrel. We give these billionaires all our money, rely on them, and so they can do whatever they want. Let's just face it, we're never gonna get our stuff fixed. Yeah. And I guess it's nobody's fault but our own.
Excuse me. My name is Bob Iger from the Disney Entertainment Company. We're looking for an Eric Cartman. Our universe has been manipulated with. Have you all noticed anything strange?
They perk up.
Yes. Yes, the world is completely upside down. Nothing makes sense.
It's because there's some kind of disruption in the Pandaverse. We believe Kathleen Kennedy has opened a portal.
This is all Kathleen Kennedy's fault?
This is all Kathleen Kennedy's fault! Who's Kathleen Kennedy?
She's one of the top executives at Disney.
It's not us, you guys! I knew there was an explanation! We didn't waste our time at college! We didn't get lazy from technology! Everything is Kathleen Kennedy's fault!
Yeah!
Follow me. I'll help you find Eric.
Okay, everything is finally loaded. We got internet at full capacity. You guys ready to see if this works?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Launching Steam now.
Steam?
Okay, I'm in Steam. Got the application ready to go. The title screen is launching.
She plays the video game Baldur's Gate 3.
It's working. It's working, you guys. It looks sweet on this big monitor.
Wait a minute. You mean this entire time, all you've wanted to do is play Baldur's Gate 3?
Yeah, what do you think I was trying to do?
We thought you were trying to set up some elaborate system to get back to your universe.
I ain't no quantum astrophysicist. The fuck I know about how the multiverse works.
Wow. It really is Cartman.
All right, that does it. Get out of my room.
You have to be cool to me, Cal. PC principal says so.
I don't care. All this multiple universe stuff is tired and lazy, and we are not doing it anymore.
Boys, we need to help Disney put our universe back together. Where's Eric Cartman?
Dad, this might be hard to understand, but this is Eric Cartman.
Oh, okay, great. Come on, Eric, we need to go. We have to hurry, Eric.
No, wait. Something's wrong. Oh, my God.
What is it?
My save game. I'm already like 50 hours in the Baldur's Gate 3, but it's saying that I have to start a new game. Do save games not cross between multiple universes?
Save games don't even cross between PCs and PS5s. Why would they cross between multiple universes?
No!
Please, everyone, we are running out of time. We have to close the Pandaverse before everything we care about is destroyed.
So what do we have to do?
We have to get everyone back to the proper place. But to breach the Pandaverse, we need to find a place with integrity that has a broken door.
Place with integrity that has a broken door. I know where to go.
In Randy's kitchen.
So it's just basically off the hinges. I'd fix it myself, but I've been really busy.
Do you think it'll work?
If we're to try to open a Pandaverse portal, it's as good as any place, I suppose.
Okay, people, we don't have much time. Bring in the Panderstone.
In the diverse world.
I'm not your enemy, Eric. For some reason, fate has put us together.
What do you want from me, Kathleen Kennedy?
I've been stuck in this universe for months. I want out of here just as much as you do.
Hello, welcome to Shitty Walk. Can I take an order, Pri?
We're just having tea, thank you.
Okay, you just want a tea and talk about shitty male-dominated society. That's fine.
I don't get it. This is exactly the kind of universe you wanted. Why would you want to leave?
To stop her from undoing the Pandaverse completely.
A patron looks over.
I saw the Panderstone for the first time a few years ago. Bob Iger took us to the Disney archives and showed us an ancient piece of artificial intelligence that could be used to make the same movies over and over again while appealing to absolutely everyone. The Panderstone worked great, for a while. But then came the hate mail. Ugly letters from racists who couldn't stand that some of the Panderstone's rehashes had diverse women characters in the lead. I decided I would show them. I would start making movies to fight all the bigotry in our society. But instead of doing any real work, I turned to the Panderstone. It made things so much easier. Soon I was using the Panderstone over and over again to try and fight all the ugly feedback, which in turn was growing stronger and stronger. But I was fighting with the wrong tool. I used the Panderstone to the point that it became unstable. It opened a portal to multiple universes, and something came through.
A portal opens behind the Panderstone. Kathleen Cartman floats through and flips her hair.
At first, we fought. I tried to send it back to its universe, but it got the upper hand. It was able instead to send me to this universe, out of its way so it could thrive in ours.
That's actually the best explanation I've heard as to why Disney movies all suck now.
In his kitchen, Randy holds a rope tied to diverse Cartman.
All right, I've set the Panderstone into the compromised doorway.
Activating the Panderstone now.
Whoa!
Space-time portal is manifesting. Panderverse quantum fields are aligned.
Yeah, that sounds like typical multiverse gobbledygook.
Will you stop ripping on multiple universes, Cal? I'm trying to get back to Baldur's Gate.
Now I warn you, Mr. Marsh. Once inside the Panderverse, you will be falling through different realities. Your mind will barely be able to comprehend what you are experiencing.
Randy, I think the oven door is still having problems if
you... I am working on it, Sharon!
Sharon leaves.
The portal isn't full. This might be our only shot.
Good luck, Mr. Marsh. Whoa!
The portal sucks in Randy and diverse Cartman.
Hold on to the rope!
Randy falls through space.
Oh, whoa! Oh, my God!
His clothes change to a t-shirt and shorts, then a polka dot shirt and black pants. His outfits continue changing rapidly.
Oh, God, so weird! It's a whoa, no shorts! Now I'm wearing shorts! Can you imagine it? An infinite number of universes with infinite combinations of pants and shirts. What do you think about multiple universes now, boys?
Yeah, they're pretty fucking stupid. I understand that maybe you were trying to make a difference, Kathleen. But you have to admit the last few movies you've shit out have been real stinkers.
All I ever wanted was to make great entertainment, believe me. But as soon as you start getting piles and piles of hate mail, endless messages calling you the C-word, you can't think straight.
Well, I'm sorry I wrote all those letters. They probably was a bit much.
No, I got like 10,000 letters a day.
I was doing more like 12,000 to 13,000, especially after the new Indiana Jones came out.
Then it's you! You're the one who caused all this!
Fuck you! You're the one who caused all this!
I wouldn't have tried to fight racism with the Panderstone if you hadn't written all those letters!
I wouldn't have written all those letters if you haven't tried to fight racism with the fucking Panderstone!
Mr. Marsh, can you hear us?
Oh, wow! You should see the pants I have on now! Whoa! Oh, now I have on, like, suspenders! Like, almost like overalls, but not quite!
My God! Mr. Marsh, try and stay focused! You should be seeing another portal soon!
If our Kathleen Kennedy got the other Eric Cartman to the right place...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Dad, what's the matter?
I'm wearing a Baltimore Ravens shirt now! I hate the Ravens! I don't know if I can do this! Now to the Dolphins! The Chiefs! Oh, it's the Chiefs!
He's losing his mind!
The Panderverse is filled with mystery and paradox. You have to try and hang on!
At the Disney HQ, the ground rumbles.
Jesus, it's getting worse!
Kathleen Cartman enters the conference room and flips her hair.
Where the fuck is Bob Iger?
Mr. Iger just had to take some of the others to a screening.
I think that things are being kept from me. And if you're going to keep things from me, then you'd better put a chicken in it and make it fucking gay as fuck.
A portal opens. Kathleen Cartman grows angry. At City Woke.
So that's it. That's the connection. I reacted to you, and you reacted to me.
And I guess we created each other. Mrs. Kennedy, I don't think I've ever said this before in my life, but I'm sorry. I lashed out so hard and used the C-word so many times, you didn't really have a choice but to double down.
Eric, I know you care about all things Disney. I'm sorry I was so reckless with the things that you love. It was just lazy.
I guess just wailing on woke stuff all the time is pretty lazy, too.
A glowing portal opens nearby. Cartman looks at it and smiles.
I think I can let go now.
Kathleen Kennedy smiles back. Dressed as an angel, Randy appears and reaches through the portal.
Oh!
Come on, Kate. Looks like we got a flight to catch.
Cartman offers his hand. Kathleen reaches out and takes it. In the other universe, the friends wait at the bus stop. They look up.
Whoa, what the hell is that?
Diverse Cartman falls, crushing Kenny.
Bitch, you killed Kenny!
You fat hoe!
In the other universe, a portal opens in the street. The Disney executives arrive. The crowd exits the wine bar.
Look!
Cartman emerges with Kathleen Kennedy.
I'm back, you guys!
He hugs Kyle.
Kyle, I'm back! I was so wrong about Kathleen Kennedy, Kyle. She's so awesome!
Okay, what Cartman is this?
Miss Kennedy, you're back.
Great to see you, ma'am.
Thanks, you guys. We have a lot of changes to discuss at the company. From now on, we're only going to make original content that doesn't pander.
Sure we will, Kate. Sure we will.
Hey, guys! Guys over here! I did a little extra work while I was out in multiple universes. We're not going to have a problem with billionaires anymore. Check it out!
Duplicates of the handyman emerge.
Yeah!
The white-collar workers hug.
Tom, it appears that everything is back to normal. Billionaires have been put in their place, and once again, it doesn't matter that we don't know how to do anything. It's a good ending here, and we can all be happy that everyone is back in their universe.
In universe 5429F, an alien creature enters Kathleen Cartman's room.
Ma'am! Ma'am!
What is it, Mrs. Kennedy?
Oh, no. I was just having the worst nightmare. I was me, except everyone around me was different.
Oh, no, Mrs. Kennedy. Here, have some of your favorite cereal to calm you down.
Oh, thank you. It was so real. All my friends were there, but they'd been replaced by strangers. I think you were even there, too, Cal.
Really? I was there, too?
Yeah, that's right, Cal. You were there, but you weren't cereal, and I couldn't just eat you like I can. Oh, you're so yummy, Cal. It's so good to be home. Yum, 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 yum.
A wide view shows the alien world. Executive producers, Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Executive producer, Ann Garofino. Written and directed by Trey Parker. Executive producer, Frank C. Agnone II. Producers, Eric Stowe. Bruce Howell. Adrian Beard. Producer, Vernon Chapman. Created by Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Audio description created by the Media Access Group at WGBH or Paramount Plus. A logo, MTV Entertainment Studios, Paramount.